Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on at your crib?
What's going on at your crib?
Praise God!
Yes, sir!
Make the choice today. Who's gonna serve?
Ladies and gentlemen, you have the Care to Read Room. This is your Omi Inka. I am your advisor here to serve you. I am your advocate, the one you need. I am your empress and your muliwa. I am your mother, too. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I like to say habarigani to my old friends, and I like to say what's up to my new friends. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have to go to station identification, and we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere.
Thank you.
in and let us know what your intentions are. We are on the air waiting for you to come on. We'll be on the air for the next hour and a half. So even if you come late, please come so that we know what we're doing. Thank you. Bye-bye. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this evening. And we are embarking upon a topic entitled The Women's Treatments by Dr. Paul Hanna. Now, I've been on the phone briefly trying to locate his office. However, our topic for this evening is women in treatment, mood disorder, and bipolar disorder. We're going to be featuring the topic of essential oils. As you know, we've been talking about essential oils all month long, and we're going to be talking about those little nasty hormones and what can essential oils do to aid us in alleviating those problems. And are there essential oils that can approach the olfactory in our bodies and work with the lymph so that we can trigger smells to change conditions in our bodies? We're going to be talking about the essential oils and how they can trigger those scents in our bodies to change our psychological state. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You were not born with a bipolar disorder, and don't let anyone tell you that. And neither were you brought here to Earth with a mood disorder. Your neurological disorders come from your environment, and you can control them. There are other alternative measures for helping and aiding you in this distressful moment. Don't let anyone put a bipolar disposition on you and give you a diagnosis of bipolar disorder without understanding how you can help yourself through breathing mechanisms as well. Now, we've been talking about essential oils, aromatherapy, and aromatherapy are for the world to embark upon. They were used back in the days of our dynasty days, and they were valued, and they were rich oils that were paid a great price for, almost to the point of thieves going in, stealing them out of the tomb and the tombs of the pharaohs. This is how important it is for you to understand that you can have a ceremony done with the oils to eradicate spiritual confusion, disorder, and also psychological disorders as well. Now, Dr. Hanna has been invited to be on our show today. His assistant I have been working with, and she has indicated that they will be on the show. Nevertheless, if there is some complication, we're going to go on with our topic, and we can fill him in later. We do have a guest in the audience that has decided to come and be with us. We are going to be talking about technology and how to use inexpensive and cost-effective technology-based marketing tools. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go to commercial. Phone lines are ringing. Stay tuned.
What's going on at your career?
What's going on at your career?
Praise God!
Yes, sir! Make the choice to take who you're gonna serve.
They're not real.
ain't already seen. For me and my house, Christ is king. Lifestyle proves intent. My lifestyle's an intent to prove what God has and is exceedingly able to do. So as I proceed with all of my being to praise God, all attention of me is I intentionally serve God. I lift up the superior being for spiritual, not physical things. While the world and all the things that bling will serve the King.
To read room. I am your empress here to serve you. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to say hello to my guests out in the wing. If you'll just bear with me for a moment, our phone lines have been ringing off the hook. However, I will take care of the audience first. Let me say hello to Mr. Clarence Monte. He is one of our entrepreneurs that is here to join us to talk about marketing strategies and dealing with the email conferencing programs that are available through the OWE program. And I've asked him to come on because I wanted him to be able to give a little bit of information in between us talking about the topic of essential oils. So stay tuned and let me introduce him and say hello to Mr. Monte. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Monte. How are you?
I'm great.
That's great. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Mr. Monte on the line here, Clarence Monte, and he is from Alabama originally by way of North Carolina, and I'm going to ask him to briefly give you a little bit about his background and a little bit about the product that he's endorsing and how business entrepreneurs, especially doctors, since we are featuring this show for Dr. Hannah, can utilize this email conferencing tool and how cost-effective it is. So if you can give us a little brief background, Mr. Monte, we certainly would appreciate it. You have the atmosphere.
Okay, great, Cheryl. Thanks for having me. Quickly, my background, I'm retired from the Air Force, spent 20 years, and like you just said, I'm originally from Alabama. Retired here in North Carolina, Fayetteville, and started working with the military in a contract position. And during my stay in the military, I was always planning to start my own home business. So once I got the time and retired, I ventured into the home business arena and kind of backed my way into the video email services industry, so to speak, video conferencing. Because of video is a trend in the industry. And I think it's going to be prominent over the next 5 years. As you've seen, the trends have already started. A lot of your major companies out, if you watch some of the news financial programs, you're seeing like companies like Microsoft are buying Skype. Google, I think, just purchased a company. So everybody's trying to position in the video marketplace. And I think we are talking about one of the uses for doctors, I guess physicians in general, using.
This is Sherelle again. I've taken some time off to hear to clarify those numbers again that we wrote down last week. In case you missed, inadvertently wrote them down, that number is 1-646-478-0270. And it is a working number. We have one of our guests already on. You have to dial the 1 before you dial any long distance. Maybe that's the problem. But do call me on this line at 980-3592 and let me know what your intentions are. Will you be on the show or not? So I can go ahead and notify the audience. Okay? Thank you so much. Do call me back to let me know so I know whether to wait or go on. Bye-bye.
Yes, Mr. Monte, I do have some questions, and I'm sure the listening audience might have some too. For those business people out there who might work in the area of medicine, we definitely want you to lock that number in at 646-478-0270 and call Mr. Monte on this line to engage in a conversation about how useful can the email conferencing tool be for a small office or for a large conglomerate of medical doctors. And that's what our topic is on, talking about how does a psychiatrist utilize some of these benefits of using email, texting, as well as the conferencing. So, Mr. Monte, tell me a little bit about how a doctor's office could benefit from utilizing this tool.
Well, we'll take just 2 points, basically. Let's just say from your client standpoint, if you want to have a continuous personal relationship with your clients, a video email will work better than a text email, and you can set it up, you know, with when different procedures or different situations in your office occur, you can actually send out a personal message on a video template from your office. So I think that's going to be unique in the marketplace. And the second one is the video conferencing part of the system is where you can actually bring the person in, will not have to travel to your office, and maybe do a consultation using video conferencing. And you kind of have to expand on that concept. It may be just to establish an appointment, or you had already given them some procedures to do, and now you can follow up versus them having to come into the office. You can actually talk to them live, real time.
Real time. Now, isn't that something, ladies and gentlemen, real time means that you can interface with the person right on the line, just like a Skype where they could see one another. However, you can add your own templates. I understand, Mr. Monte, that your unique templates can be added to the back of your conferencing memo or your email. Tell us a little bit about how can one customize these templates.
Right. Basically, it's a 1-2-3-step process. Any picture that you have, you can customize it. You can use it. You can put coupons on it, your personal information, your contact information. It's just basically whatever you want to design, either personally or you can use those that the company provides. And the company will also customize a special template for your business. So you're not restricted on you know what you can do with producing a product for your office or your business.
Now, how is that cost effective for a medical office that might be starting off? How can it be cost effective? Is it the amount of the price of a stamp, or give me some price ranges of how much can an employee or an entrepreneur expect to invest in something like this?
Oh, it's very cost effective. In fact, it's probably going to be your lowest cost on the advertising side. You know, if you've got an advertising budget set, and if you're going to be marketing in most traditional marketplaces, we're talking about $10,000 to $15,000 a quarter. Well, here with video, email, and conferencing, you can get a basic package for $19.95.
Are there any other investments, Mr. Larkin?
No, there's no other investments.
Okay. Now, for example, now Dr. Hannah is going to probably be joining us later if they get their system together. Dr. Hannah is a doctor that we feature today. He is a psychiatrist, a board psychiatrist, who works with patients here in Gary, Indiana, and his establishment, he has founded his establishment here in this area. And this area is an area where there most people are utilizing or trying to utilize their Medicaid and their services. So they're trying to keep costs down, and he's trying to make sure that he can offer them alternative
services. Now, what if he wanted to display some of the alternative products that he uses in his establishment? Would he be able to display any of this on the videotape?
Right. That's probably one of the unique features about it. He could easily take 2 or 3 minutes, record a short video of his individual products, and he could showcase them. And he could pick a different product every week. And having a client base, if they're on email, he could actually just send that video out on a regular basis to update his clients. And, again, we're looking at a cost of $19.95 per month, unlimited use on the email side, and also unlimited use on the video conferencing.
And you know what? I am going to see if there may be a way that I could call him from this line, because I've been trying to see if I can call in on this line, but I guess they're having some complications there. But what I'm going to do is tell the audience, we are talking about essential oils. Don't forget that. And I'd like to give you a little blurb about where we're coming from with essential oils. We're looking at hormonal imbalances and the fact that women have been known to trigger emotional disorder through hormone imbalances. And a lot of those problems can and will come from the olfactory imbalances. I'd like to read you something from our book that we've endorsed, The Aromatherapy and Lifetime Guide to Healing with Essential Oils. And this is coming from the chapter, How Essential Can Help You Focus on Meditation and Study More Effectively. Now, I guess you have to understand, ladies, that our brain affects our emotion. Our olfactor as well as our lymph factor affects our emotion. If our brain is out of order, then our hormones will be out of order. And it reads, and I quote, "The brain remains a mystery, ladies and gentlemen. In many ways, it remains a mystery, and the scientists are still puzzled about the multitude of functions that the brain capacity has in the human brain. Now, there's only a certain portion of our brain that we're now using, and because we're only using 20% of our brain, that remaining 80% remains a mystery. The brain possesses a multitude of functions, ladies and gentlemen, and these functions in the brain are usually controlling our hormones. We must understand that the body connected begins this process. So whatever function that we have in our hormones, it has to have a secretion release from the brain to tell it to function. And the Western culture, we barely think about that. We don't realize that if the brain shut down, our hormones will be out of whack and cause a problem. And considering this factor, a small percentage of the brain is actually used, like I indicated earlier, and there is much left to assert through the research of what happens to the remaining part of the 80% of the brain. Now, let me talk to you a little bit about smells. We do know for a fact now that smells can trigger hormone problems, and it can correct hormone problems as well. With the essential oils, you can believe that with some of the fragrances, you can cause a great deal of emotion and change of your position with the hormones. Now, there are so many essential oils that are out there, but I'd like to just give you a few. And this is not necessarily endorsing any cure of any sort. These are oils that have been mentioned in this category of working with hormones, such as your estrogen and progesterone. And these particular essential oils are sandalwood, geranium, clear sage, and they're used to help balance off the hormones. And the memory plays a great part in the brain. If the brain is not triggered to remember anything, it can't recall things. But if you're using various different fragrances to trigger the brain, to alert the brain to remember certain aspects in life, then the brain will then store information. It is miraculously the brain. So our psychiatrists know this, and they are able to work in a capacity where they can help. They can come in and make a difference, and they can begin to work with the patient based on how to help them remember certain smells, such as if you go into a home the triggering a baked bread could change the momentum, the disorder, the hormones of a person's body. Isn't it miraculous that you can take bare lemons and intrigue the olfactors and the nostrils to remember that clarity can be used? There was a test done where there were a group of employees that were given lemons to snort the fragrance, and it cleared the memory so that they retained more information and there were far less errors that were produced in that department. And I won't go on any further. I'm going to check my phone lines. It looks like we may have somebody in the audience. Let me check and see. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Who am I speaking to?
This is Brett Munson.
Brett Munson, how can I help you today? Do you have a question or a comment?
I actually had a question for Mr. Monty.
Yes, you can ask your question. Go ahead.
Okay, the question I had is when he was talking about the video conferencing and when you were using the doctor, for example, first of all, how many people can you have on the conference at any given time? How many people can actually come into the conference?
The basic package, you can have it's a 100-seat conferencing room.
Wow. Okay, so for a physician, if he's working with these essential oils and that, can I guess what I'm thinking here, and maybe I'm wrong, but could he do like 1 hour a week or whatever the case is and actually have a TV show with his patients where he's explaining how these essential oils work and, you know, why they're good and invite his patients in to learn about certain things, just like a TV show, if you will?
Exactly, and that's one of the things that I would recommend. Initially, when you want to work with a client, you want to find out what their aspirations are first and to see their product line and see the different direction they may want to go in, because basically it's unlimited what you can do with video email and video conferencing, and that was going to be my next question I was going to pose to Cheryl is, we have to back up and go back and actually see what that physician or client is trying to do first, and then we could better address the situation. But that's an excellent way in which to address your audience or client base.
Wow, that's neat. Okay. So you can actually have 100 people come in.
Monty, I was going to respond to your question. Excuse me, caller. Yes, I think that if Dr. Hannah would have been able to get through, there are some complications. He can't even get through on the number for some reason. However, I indicated to them if they're not able to get through, then maybe we'll check with Blog Talk and find out what is the problem and have them come back on again. But nevertheless, this is for the benefit of those people. We never want to leave our audience waiting, so we go on with the show in this room. No one person stops the show. But I wanted to say, yes, if he was going to be introducing these essential oils, he could very well have them displayed on a postcard with his template, with his picture in the back, and with him also in a video if he wanted to customize it, right?
Correct. I think one of the greatest aspects of it, especially being a physician, is the fact that he's personally sending out his message.
And because of cost effect, we have to really be careful that we're not putting a whole lot of money into marketing strategies that are not going to give us a return. How much of a return have most of your entrepreneurs seen? Have they seen a great increase in their marketing return?
I think overall you're looking at about a 40% increase in sales and potential clients. And we have to address it from text-based to video.
Okay. What are the potentials of this company's growth factor, and what are they projecting for growth in the future, and who are your competitors?
Basically, there are only two competitors in our space, and that's Cisco and WebEx. And we're looking at worldwide growth here in over the next 5 years. And expect video content to probably triple in the next 2 years. So growth is really unlimited as we move from different phases of technology with video communications.
Now, what makes AWI so much more unique than any of those other companies like Cisco? What are some of the features you have that other companies cannot match.
Well, I think one of the main reasons is, well, two reasons. Forest Sales, they're using an affiliate model. And two, Huawei is an IT company, a technology company. They are not a marketing company or reseller. So they are developing technologies as we move forward. And that's
okay.
Different from a lot of other companies in the marketplace. A lot of them are just taking the technologies and reselling it, where Huawei is actually an IT developer.
Now, what does that mean exactly, Mr. Monte, an IT developer? For those lay people who are not familiar with that term, can you break that down? Does that mean you have extra connection to the airwaves? Do you have your own central processing unit? Can you break it down for us?
Well, two things. One is IT, information technology, and they have the leaders in the industry working in research and development. So that, again, will set us apart. And two, being an owner, a developer, we own the bandwidth and we create it. So there are really no limitations on where the company can grow.
That is fantastic. Listening audience, I'm going to invite you to make your calls quickly because our time is up on us, and we'd like to thank Mr. Monte for calling today and being a part of our show. And, Mr. Monte, we might do a part two where we bring Dr. Hannah back once he gets his technology corrected there, and then we can still further bring on a part two of the show. Dr. Hannah, if you are listening and can't get in, we apologize for you not being able to get in today. This normally doesn't happen with our broadcast. You can use that number to call in. Unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be, but we did mean to talk about technology, and we got that out in the airways, didn't we, Mr. Monte?
Yeah, I think so. That's a good first start, and I love to come back and definitely continue the conversation.
Well, that sounds great. We're going to have you back. And listening audience, I want you to stay tuned because Dr. Hannah is not far away. He will be reconnecting with us, and he will continue that topic of essential oils. We gave you a tidbit and wet your whistle today. So once they give us a call to let us know that their equipment is working and they can get through on the line tomorrow, we're going to try to bring him back tomorrow and invite everyone back tomorrow. And on that note, we're going to do the Dirty Dozen dancing. And get your shoes on, Monte, because we dance in this room. We're going to march out of here dancing, and then we're going to catch that train. Come on, Monte. Here we go.
All right. Well, I'm with you.
All right.
You're taking fast if you can't.
so much, listening audience. We're going to open our chat room, and Mr. Monte, I'm going to invite you to come in the chat room, and if you just go to Blog Talk Radio up under Care to Read, and then go to our chat room. We'll have that open for those who would still like to chat more. The chat room will be open under Care to Read. So please do join us, Mr. Monte. And we got to catch that train out of here. And Mr. Michael said we got to catch that train up out of here, and we don't want to miss it. So come on, let's get on the train. We got to go.
All aboard to New Jerusalem. Okay. All aboard to New Jerusalem. How you doing, sir? You got your ticket? Just leave your bag. Leave your bag. Leave it.
Once again, we'd like to thank you, and we say that We hope Dr. Hannah will get the technology up and running tomorrow, and he can join us tomorrow, and he will be back and joining us. So let's pray that everything is well on his side. Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen. And we want to say on that note, oh, double and baba boy to you, y'all. See you tomorrow.